This is the Recency Bias. Welcome back to the Morning After Mini-Pod. After more than a week-long absence because your Montreal Canadiens were not playing. Due to COVID-19 protocols, the first time that happened in the Canadian division all season long. But of course, your podcast right here was not gone the entire time. No, Sean and I fired up a very special episode of the Big Pod. What was so very special about it? I don't know. We did one. And that special? It rarely happens. That makes it very special. And a very special game from your Montreal Canadiens in their return to action on Tuesday night, taking on the Ottawa Senators. Hold on, scratch that. No. A change in the schedule. It's the Edmonton Oilers, who they were supposed to play all week long, of course. And a shuffling of the schedule had the Oilers sticking around. They played the Leafs on Monday. A win there for them. And back-to-backs. And they looked uninterested. Looked like that game was thrown on their schedule and surprised them. And they said, nah, we might not actually show up for this one. A 17-save shutout for Carey Price. Arguably the easiest shutout of his career. Very little threat from the Edmonton Oilers all night. But hey, Carey's going to take the shutout the first of the season for him. So Habs win it 4-0 in a dominant performance. In which, you know, all the credit to the Canadiens. They had a tough week off, absolutely. How do you stay fresh? And the schedule ahead's going to be hell. Lot of games. Looked tough before, now even tougher. Which is why we saw Mikhail Frolik drawing into the lineup for the first time all season, playing on the fourth line. I imagine we'll be seeing a good shuffling of players, not just for the sake of the salary cap, as we saw earlier in the season, but just to keep bodies fresh. Good on the Canadiens to have picked up 2 points, put 2 more points between them and the Flames, who failed to catch them. When Sean and I talked on the podcast on Sunday, the Flames had a chance, perhaps, to catch up before the Habs returned to action, but no. So the Canadiens, despite taking a week off, remained ahead of the Flames. Vancouver also failed to kind of rise to the occasion. They put themselves in a bit of a spot, maybe, to get back into it a couple weeks ago, but that trailed off. So, you know, Sean and I were saying in the Big Pod, not to spoil it if you haven't heard it yet, but it seems likely the Habs will make the playoffs, and their big enemy the rest of the way is going to be the schedule, as well as, obviously, the other teams that they're competing with in the division, but that's a given. The schedule is going to be a problem, but hey, 2 easy points picked up, really, and you see that in the time on ice. We'll get to that before the end of this pod, but exactly what you would want coming back, for sure, as the Canadiens did their thing early and dominated the whole way. Again, Edmonton was pretty bad, but you can only beat the hell out of whoever's in front of you, as they did on Tuesday. So Toffoli and Armia out for this one. Toffoli injured. He could be a couple more games, likely one more game before he's back in action. Armia out, of course, for COVID. He's got COVID, so he's out for that reason. And Kotkaniemi centering Lehkonen and Byron to start this thing, which is interesting. And they made it very interesting early. Of course, Lehkonen and Byron, the two names that being bandied about for potential trades. Lehkonen specifically, I think Paul Byron, just because of his cost, you know, everybody's basically saying that seems like one you would try to, a contract you try to move if you're trying to bring something else in, but Lehkonen as well, and then Elliot Friedman on 31 Thoughts threw Lehkonen's name out there, which makes it much more official when Fried is putting it out there. Lehkonen and Byron decided to show what they could do 18 seconds into this one. I missed a bunch of action. Had some friends over for some porch beers, safely distanced, of course. It was a nice night, and I thought, yeah, I'll miss 5 minutes or so as we're saying our goodbyes. Turns out I missed a couple goals in a fight. The first one being the back and forth between Lekkonen, Byron, Kotkaniemi, and it's Kotkaniemi burying it. His fifth of the season. It was challenged for offside, but nay, it stuck. So obviously the Canadians go on the power play as the coach's challenge failed. Weren't able to do anything with that, but as it expired, this time it was Arturi Lekkonen at a scramble at the mouth of the net. Lekkonen's third of the season, Edmondson and Byron picking up points there. So already Lekkonen and Byron both with 2 point nights. It's 3 minutes and 23 seconds into the game. Lagesson, I guess, trying to get his team to wake up. It did not succeed. He would fight Anderson, but nothing really came of that. Scoring chances did keep coming for the Habs, though. A lot of opportunities in the first, and with 4 minutes, 2 seconds left, they finally were able to cash in on one of those many opportunities that came in the middle there. Brendan Gallagher scoring a trademark Brendan Gallagher goal off a Deneau faceoff win. Got it back to Weber. Weber, ping! Gallagher sees the puck lying there for a long time. He beats Darnell Nurse, brother of Kia Nurse, who's been doing a great job on the broadcast for the NCAA tournament. He fails to get ahead of Gallagher, who goes diving in, his 13th of the season. Connor McDavid starting to get big, angry. Cheap shot on Kotkaniemi. That leads to a power play. Canadians wouldn't score on that one. Didn't score any of the three power plays they had in the opening 20 minutes, but that's okay. They were up 3-0, and they were dominating on the shot charts as well, 16-7 after 20 minutes. Into the second period, a couple Montreal penalty kills in the opening 7 minutes of that period. Struggling to speak, I guess, with the week off, even though I did like an hour and a half podcast in the middle there. But with 6 minutes, 5 seconds left in the period, it's Connor McDavid. He beats Carey Price. 3-1 is the score, except this time it's the Habs with the coach's challenge. It was obvious, it was very obvious that it was an offside by Puljujärvi, but still a little, you know, you never know if they're going to get it right, and a bit risky if you don't get it right, because then you're putting a very potent Edmonton power play back on the attack. Had potential to be a one-goal game there, but not really, because it wasn't close at all. And another tremendous Brendan Gallagher effort, and a crisp pass from Deneau over to Tuna to tar his second goal in as many games, just because there's a week in between there. That doesn't make it scoring in back-to-backers, his seventh of the year, as he one-times it past Koskinen. Suzuki would draw a penalty as the period would end. A really solid night from Suzuki. Didn't score, didn't get on the score sheet, but looked a lot more like the Suzuki that we saw in the first part of the season. Habs outshot Edmonton 10-4 in that second frame. They were outshooting them 26-11 total in the game. A quiet third period, really. Both teams didn't seem all that interested in making much more happen. The shots were 7-5. The score stayed 4-0. And that was all there was to that one. A completely dominant night by the Canadians. Again, the final shot, 32-17. Habs power play did go 0-4, but their penalty kill strong all night, 3-3 against the fourth best power play in the league, though nothing was working for the Edmonton Oilers on Tuesday evening. You know, even the 17 shots that Carey Price faced, I don't really remember any point in the game getting very nervous at all that they were going to score. Only point in the game that it was a little bit nervous was Anderson did take a penalty with just under 3 minutes to go in the game. I thought, oh no, here's how they're going to ruin the shutout for Carey Price. But no, t'wasn't the case. They hold on easily to that shutty. Again, your goal scorers on the night. Kotkaniemi, his fifth of the year. Lekkonen a two-point night as he got his third of the season. Gallagher also had a two-point night as he notched his 13th, and Thomas Tatar with his seventh of the year. Apples, well, Paul Byron had a two-point night, as did Deneau. Edmondson and Weber each adding an assist, and a pretty balanced time on ice all overall. Tanno led all forwards with 1856. Compare that to Suzuki's 1753. And they were kind of the standouts compared to everybody else. As everybody else played between 13 and 15 minutes, pretty much. All the other forwards, aside from Frolik, who hadn't played a hockey game in over a year, riding that taxi squad, he got 11:46 of ice time. So we'll see how often he'll be inserted in the lineup, especially with Eric Staal coming very soon. But yeah, a lighter work night for him. Most everyone else played a pretty even night besides for the centers of Tanno and Suzuki. Weber led all skaters with 21:50. Maybe that's, if you're up 4-0, maybe just don't play Shea Weber much. Just let Shea rest as much as possible would be my advice. I don't know. That's just my thinking. A great way to start a ton of games to come. Even I'm going to get fatigued doing these recency biases. I can't imagine trying to play all the games. I'm not really going to get that fatigued. I'm going to be honest. What the hell else am I doing? The pandemic rages on. What fun. Classic game from Gallagher again. He was looking good, heading into the COVID-induced break, and he comes out the same way, a two-point night, and just doing all the Brendan Gallagher things. Creating goals, that Tatar goal he pretty much dug in and created all by himself. The goal he scored off the Shea Weber ping. I mean, that was just him doing his thing. Really enjoying the Brendan Gallagher experience these last 5-6 games. And hey, the Habs won 2 in a row. It might not feel like it because of the bit of the stretch there. But yes, the Habs have won 2 in a row. They are 6-3-3 now under Dom Ducharme. And as I say, in a comfortable spot to make the playoffs. Keep doing the things they did in the return to action on Tuesday night. And I might be all right. Couple games coming up now against the Senators. They'll be headed to Ottawa in the Canadian Tire Center on Thursday night. Nice to have the Habs back. Nice to have the Habs back. Though I got to tell you, I got into everyone I follow on Twitter, and a few people I know. We're getting into the F1 series on Netflix. So I tried that out. That sustained me pretty well. I recommend that one. I don't care about F1 at all. I find it generally uninteresting, sometimes even annoying. Did enjoy the Grand Prix when it was in Montreal. That was a fun time, except when I was working at Starbucks. That time was a pain in the ass. But this is just a really interesting and really well-made show. No narration either, so they're not really driving. I mean, you can drive the narrative. You're putting the story together. But, you don't get any of that heavy-handedness. They just let kind of the facts tell the story, at least their version of it. It's good stuff. I recommend it, if you can find a minute between the fact that the Habs are playing pretty much every night between here and the end of the season, which has now been extended to May 10th. No longer finishing the season against the Toronto Maple Leafs with 3. Those games obviously still happening. But now with the schedule change, it will be 2 more against Edmonton to finish off the season in early May. And lots of games between now and then. All right. Till next, which is on Thursday. You can find me on Twitter at ZachDropsTweets. Maybe I'll start tweeting about this F1 show. You can find me and my thoughts about the Habs at the Montreal Bias. And, of course, follow at RabbitHabs. Good stuff from Ian again tonight on that Twitter account throughout the game. Check out his recaps on RabbitHabs.com. And also check out the forum. Myself, the rest of the gang. That's how I like to frame it. Myself and the rest of the gang. We got up a forum going on about Cole Caulfield and Eric Staal coming to the team that you'll be able to read. Check that out coming up soon. Probably by the time you hear this. I don't know. Go to rabbithabs.com and find out. All right. Till next. Take care.